Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. You're welcome back from that short break. Here's God's word for the 19th day in April 2024. God wants you to prosper, part 4. The theme scripture is still 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We are grateful for a brand new day that you have made. We thank you, Father, for good health and strength. We thank you, Lord, now for your word that you have sent to us. We ask, O Lord Jesus, that you grant us understanding to your word, even as we study with you in the name of Jesus, and also help us with the grace to do accordingly. In Jesus' name, amen. The key objective of today's devotional is to highlight the importance of prospering in Christ. There are some believers who engage in sharp practices all in the name of making it, without knowing that dire consequences await any kingdom citizen who strives to get rich through dubious and fraudulent means. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 26 and 27. Prospering the kingdom way is not the same as prospering by the standards of the world. The system of the world is totally different from and averse to God's own system. Hence, any believer who doesn't know this will become frustrated by comparing with a contrast. For example, even though God wants you to prosper because he takes delight in your prosperity, he doesn't want you to prosper by all means. God's design is for all his children to be rich in Christ. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, Apostle Paul declares, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." The NLT rendering of Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. God doesn't want to do anything for you outside Christ Jesus, because everything he has blessed us with are located in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, the apostle said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Beloved, all your blessings are located in Christ Jesus. Hence, you can only access them if you are in Christ Jesus. Unfortunately, many Christians have walked away from this same Christ Jesus in pursuit of earthly wealth outside him. If that sounds like you, please repent, retrace your steps, and return to the Lord before it gets too late. In Mark chapter 8 verse 36, Jesus asked, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" So while prosperity is good and God truly wants you to prosper because he delights in your sustained prosperity, you should never mortgage your soul for earthly riches. In fact, it is better for you to live and die poor on earth and make heaven than to have all the riches of this world and spend eternity in hell outside God. Therefore, let righteousness guide you in all your pursuits, because God cannot establish you in anything outside his righteousness. In Isaiah chapter 54 verse 14, the Bible says, "In righteousness shalt thou be established." In Psalm 23 verse 3b, David said, "He restored my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Therefore, return to the Lord with all your heart, and let your whole being become totally yielded to God, and he will cause you to enjoy material blessings in this world to your satisfaction. Shalom. Let us pray together. Believers, say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for letting me know that my prosperity brings pleasure to you. Please help me prioritize righteousness above all the riches of this world. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles, and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube, and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. also be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make out time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out this episode is Fred Hammond singing, I Will Trust. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifolo. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of the road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around when he placed his love on me. And I will trust him.
Trust in
understand the name.